Brighton Festival 2018.
Shut Down is a multi-screen video installation that's at Onca Gallery, and it features dance, spoken word and rap, exploring masculinity and its pressures and contradictions. Created by Charlotte Vincent of Vincent Dance Theatre, it features a cast which includes local teenagers, one of whom is 16-year-old rapper Ebon Flow. Well, I'm really pleased to say that Charlotte and Ebon Flow join us now. Thanks for coming on Radio Reverb.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so
good to have you here. Charlotte, I'm going to begin with you. In the 2017 festival, you produced Virgin Territory. That was a video installation like this one. And that one looked at what it's like for young women, especially to live in the digital era, and the kind of the pressures on them of being constantly observed, you know, online, on Facebook, on Instagram, that kind of thing. This new project sounds like a step on from that.
It is. It's in many ways the brother project to Virgin Territory. It's the first all-male piece that Vincent Dance Theatre have ever made, that I've ever directed. And I suppose the through line from Virgin Territory is the form. It's still a multi-screen video film installation. It's on at Onca Gallery, which is where we did the last one, which has since toured the country, actually. We're hoping the same for this one. I suppose the link is how we see ourselves and how we sort of fit along the gender spectrum and what the pressures are on young men, particularly young men and adult males, in contemporary society.
Because I've been to see it, and it's a very bold piece of work for the participants. I mean, they're laying themselves quite bare. They're doing dance, choreographed fighting, there's spoken word within it, but they do really display a vulnerability. So sometimes they are actually crying.
They are. Well, they're performers, so they're sort of crying, but they're being asked to cry by me. But the stories that I suppose are held by Shutdown are, as I said before, along a spectrum of macho all the way through to very vulnerable, and the piece sort of explores masculinity in all of its form, and also the sort of non-binary approach to gender now, which is obviously coming into the fore as a point of discussion.
Sure, sure. And what were the processes then that the performers went through to create the piece? Because I was wondering if it was a collaborative effort, or if it was very much you saying, right, this is what you're going to do.
No, I think the reason I wanted to do an all-male piece is because I'm a feminist choreographer, and I've always made work in a way that looks at the binary between the gender warfare, if you like, between men and women. And actually now I feel I can't any longer do that, because there's a whole lot in between that is emerging. It's always been there, but the fascination around it and the discussion of it is emerging into the public sphere of discussion. So we wanted to really embrace that within this piece as well.
I want to bring Ebon in there, because there's a bunch of women talking about this piece about masculinity.
Yeah.
How was it having this feminist choreographer in charge of this? How did you think it finished up?
Yeah, well, I thought it worked quite well, because it just meant it was just sort of as many different viewpoints as you can get on a matter, and that's like the best way to go about anything. So, yeah.
That was a conscious effort, actually, but Ebon's right that the collaborators, yes, I collaborate, absolutely. I can't make my work without the brilliant people that I work with. And I think that when you get a bunch of men together, they all come with a range of sexualities, a range of experience, and in this case, a real range of age. Some of them are dads, some of them aren't. Some of them are gay, some of them aren't. Some of them are drag artists, some of them aren't. Some of them are rap artists, some of them aren't. So that sort of mix is quite brilliant, actually. And so we all have to kind of get along and work out which stories want to be told.
So, Ebon, you were doing some spoken word in the piece.
Yeah.
Would you mind giving us a taster?
Sure. So this is one called Man of the House. The man of the house stands proud. The man of the house shouts loud. The man of the house doesn't do handouts. The man of the house, he stands out. A male icon who applies a firm fist and can channel his fury whilst remaining wordless, he's Michelangelo. The house is sculpture, ready to alter his child's present and future. At least that's how they sell it. That's how they tell it. But we forget, both women and men are equally strong. Both mothers and fathers do rights and wrongs. And the man of the house does not need to strike at the speed of a praying mantis. See, our definition of that position is not set in stone or engraved in bone. Cause right now, it's a position too difficult to hold. It is clay, ready to remold. So like Donatello, we must sculpt this role to one of empathy. Reaching out with more arms than a centipede. But to even have a dad about makes me a lucky one. Remember the dads who passed the mantle to their two-month-old sons. Remember the dads who abandoned their families, leaving a young boy trying to fill a hole of tragedy. Man, that's cowardly. And of course there are reasons, but a single mother cannot provide all of a father's teachings, and a single father cannot provide all of a mother's teachings. That's just the way it is. The ugly truth's heart still beating. So, when you're the man of the house, will you remain a symbolic statue of unobtainable love, or will you embrace your children with many a hug? Will you be a mirror, only reflecting the worst in your child, or will you show them that laughter is contagious, and you just caught smiles? So this man of the house stands out, but let's see how the next man of the house pans out.
Wow. Wow. That is...
That gave me goosebumps. I've heard that loads of times.
Seriously amazing.
It's great.
Sitting here next to you doing that.
Wow, well done,
Evan. Evan, what have you actually gained from being involved in this project?
Apart from going on a lot of radio.
Yeah. A lot of radio time. No, but I've never been part of sort of a production with lots of other different performers, and especially with dance and that, because, I mean, I really can't dance, believe me. So that's never been something that I've been involved in. So it was just sort of interesting to sort of broaden my horizons and create some sort of specific work that focused on specific issues facing men, yeah.
So, Charlotte, I would imagine that's probably the case for quite a few participants, that it threw up a lot of ideas, a lot of discussions, and has really kind of given people more ideas about their gender, their sexuality.
Yeah, I hope so. I think for me, the work that I'm making at the moment is... it's kind of like a provocation, really. I don't think we're trying to answer anything. Like Eben said, we're trying to show a spectrum of experience. I think the work does that. I'm not coming to any conclusions about masculinity. We're poking the subject around and seeing what people make of it. I think there's enough in there for everybody. And it's been a very authentic process. And actually, Eben and I worked very sort of simply and cleanly together, didn't we? It was just like, here's the subject, write something, I'll edit it a tiny bit, you perform it. And actually, Eben was amazing. He hardly rehearsed at all. He turned up in London, walked on stage, mostly got it right, didn't you?
Yeah, apart from the one time I missed my cue.
I missed your cue at one point. So we all done that.
It appears Eben's an expert at just walking in and performing.
He's brilliant.
Because he got here about 30 seconds before he went on air and just switched it on amazingly. Mm. Eben, did you manage... I mean, how has it been encouraging friends and people that you know in Brighton to come to it, given that, as you say, you're not a dancer and it's billed as a dance piece? How's that gone down with your mates?
I haven't actually got anyone to come down yet, because it only opened yesterday. But I'm planning to try and get a few people to come down and see what they think on it, because, it's quite different to my normal stuff.
What do you think that's going to be as a process of saying, come and see it, and how do you think they'll react to, as you say, a piece that's different from your normal work?
I'm hoping they'll like it, but I don't know what they're going to say.
I think the quality of what Eben has contributed is as good as anything else he's done, if not better, because the context is really different. So I think I'm very keen for the work not to be billed as dance, actually. I think there's movement in it, there's theatre in it, there's rap in it, there's a whole compositional aspect to having choreography, if you like, or composition, or even Eben's face across 3 to 6 screens. So it makes the audience work quite hard to watch it. Quite keen for it to certainly be seen as dance theatre, including live music.
I was actually going to be slightly more open going forward, because it's not just about the dance, and I see that point, that there's use of words and language, and I find it interesting that you can then also go downstairs, and there's a chance to kind of participate in how you respond to the pieces and write thoughts on masculinity, and what that sort of means and the challenges. How did that come about, that sense of interaction?
So the lovely Onca Gallery on St George's Place has in Brighton, which is opposite St Peter's Church, has two spaces. It's got the main gallery upstairs, which isn't large, but is a lovely space. And then you go downstairs and there's a couple of smaller rooms. And in one area, we are encouraging audiences to share, if you like, their thoughts around this subject. And then there's also a video screen downstairs that is sharing some work that I made with a whole other bunch of young men in collaboration with Audio Active's Room to Rant sessions and with the Connected Hub in Brighton. which is a pupil referral unit. So we've worked with quite, you know, people that aren't necessarily in the educational system, quite vulnerable groups, and they've come up with this incredible rap and spoken word.
I found that room very interesting.
It's
and quite
very
moving.
It's very moving yeah. Because, as you said earlier, you know, there's a lot of vulnerability that I think men are often discouraged from sharing. And actually, Eben's shared his thoughts on his life as a young man, and the men who probably go up to sort of late 20s, whose work is downstairs, have been incredibly open and generous in their responses to the subject. And it took a while to get those raps out of them and the spoken word out of them, but they're down there. I've made some videos to go with them. So, like you say, you go downstairs and get a different perspective again on the subject. So I've tried to broaden it out away from, you know, what some people feel is the sort of white middle class kind of dance world. That's not really where my heart is anymore. It's about including a range of voices in anything that I do.
I just want to second the Audio Active point as well, because that's how I got involved. Exactly. And just want to say a big up for Audio Active for getting those group of performers together and stuff like that.
Mm. And kind of leading on from what you were just saying there, Charlotte, I was wondering if it was at all limited by being in a gallery space. I mean, it works there fantastically. But someone I was speaking to yesterday said this should be on the beach, so that when people come down from London off the train with their beer cans in hand and they're sat there on the beach being all leery, they see this and go, wow.
Yes, I think we will be talking to Screen on the Beach or whatever it's called.
Right.
I think that might have been Bruce Guthrie that suggested that, actually, because he suggested it last time I spoke to him. But the piece is designed for galleries or theatre spaces, and that's how it tours. But it can also be shown in foyers and loads of other contexts. And actually, there is an idea that we might tour Virgin Territory and Shutdown together. Mm-hmm. So the two pieces speak to each other, and they can go off on tour together because they're both film-based works.
So, Eben, is this something you'd do again?
Yeah, I'd definitely like to be involved with more stuff like this, like big sort of productions and stuff. Mm.
Fantastic. I'm really, really knocked out by your work. It's terrific. And I think the whole piece is amazing. So, Charlotte, what are your plans for Shutdown then? You reckon you're going to take it a much, much further afield?
Yeah, I mean, we are touring the film installation as from when people see it. Like Eben said, it's only just open. We've literally just finished editing it a few days ago. So we'll get promoters to come and see it. We'll tour that piece. We're also touring the live work again in March next year.
Love to see the live piece.
Across the UK. And I think it's been really interesting. Some of the performers came last night, and it's been a journey for them to perform live, which most of them are used to, and then to go through this whole filming process in a freezing cold warehouse in November in New Haven, and running around New Haven Fort. Eben's laughing because we were
show business.
So show busy. And it was bloody freezing, wasn't it? Basically,
it was quite unpleasant at times.
But I think the quality of what they then see with, I should also big up Bosie Vincent, who's no relation, by the way, who is an amazing cinematographer, and he transforms images from stage onto film. And obviously, if you shoot on location, it gives a whole other worldly meaning to what you're looking at because the visual context changes. So in answer to your question, the live work's coming back on tour in a year, and this piece that we're talking about will tour the UK and possibly abroad as well.
Great. So running as of yesterday evening at the Onca Gallery, runs through to the 27th of May, 12 till 6 p.m. daily, apart from Monday and Tuesday. And it's free, most
it's
importantly.
It's totally free, yes.
And
come along.
The door is closed because there's a sign on the door saying 14 plus. So don't think it's actually shut. You do have to push the door open.
You just have to come in. We're just trying to safeguard anyone. There's nothing too explicit in this particular work, but we're just trying to make
people
aware.
Bit sweary.
A little bit leery at times, a little bit over macho, let's say, at times.
Sounds like Melita.
So basically, the door's closed, but do come in any time after 12.
Great. So Charlotte Vincent and Eben Flo, congratulations on Shutdown. It's a tremendous success already, and may you boom with all your future projects.
Well, thank you, and thanks very much for having us on.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure. Cheers. Thanks a lot.
The Brighton Festival 2018. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival Hour.